Uyraysa.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Sukkah Laman Ben Aleph. We're holding on Chavtasim Abayz, by the bottom of the Amud, we're starting the Gemara. So says the Gemara, we mentioned in the Mishnah different psulim that apply to the lulav. We said a lulav, a gozlov, a yavish, a lulav that's stolen, or if it's dried out, it's pasul. Says the Gemara now, kapasuk vatani, the Mishnah says everything, stam, it's mashma loishna b'yomtiv rishon, v'loishna b'yomtiv sheni. There's no difference on the first day of yomtiv when the chiv is d'araisa, or on the subsequent days of Sukkot, where the chiv is only midrabanan, as a zeichel mikdash. During all the days of Sukkot, all these psulim apply. So says the Gemara, Bishlama Yavesh, I understand why Yavesh should apply all 7 days of Sukkot, because Hadar be'inan v'leka, because Hadar is ma'akev all 7 days of Sukkot, and if it's Yavesh, it's not Mahadar, so therefore you can't be Yaitzeh. Elagazel, but with a lulav, which is stolen, so Bishlama Yomtiv Rishon, Dechsev Lachem. I understand the first day of Yomtiv, where the Torah says Lachem, so therefore you can't use a stolen lulav, Mishel Lachem, it has to be yours. Elba Yomtiv Sheini Amaylai, but why can't you be Yaitzeh, the mitzvah, with a stolen lulav during the subsequent days of Sukkot? Lachem only applies to the first day. So why can't you use a stolen lulav for the subsequent days of Sukkot? The reason why you can't use a stolen lulav during the rest of the days of Sukkot is because of a side problem of mitzvah haba b'aveira. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, this idea of mitzvah haba b'aveira, the pasuk says regarding karbanos, the navi rebukes the kaihanim, and he says in the name of Hashem, he says v'haveisem gazel v'sepiseach v'sachayla. When you bring all these problematic animals, an animal which is stolen, or piseach is an animal with a mum kavua, so that. And the pasuk ends off, Ha'ertza isem yedchem, Amar Hashem. So Hashem says, you think I want that? You can't use these types of karbanis. So now we direction from the pasuk that gazol zdumi de pisayach. It's mashma that the fact that the animal can't be stolen is similar to the fact that it can't be a balmum. Ma pisayach laseita kantong. So just like the problem of balmum, if the animal has a mum kavua, there is no way to fix that. It's a permanent mum. It's never going away. It will always be possible. Af gazel laseita kanto. So it's mashma that also the psul of gazel will never go away once an animal is stolen. So then it's always going to be problematic. The chiddush is loishna lufnei yish, loishna al acher yish. It doesn't matter before the original. Or even after Yish, where now technically it becomes the Ganavs, even still he can't be Yaitzeh bringing a carbon that's stolen, even though it's his. So says the Gemara, Bishlama lefnei Yish, Adam kiyakrav mikem am rachmana. I understand why before Yish you can't be Yaitzeh a carbon that's stolen, because the Torah says it has to be mikem, it has to be yours, v'lav didehu, and this animal which was stolen, it's not his. El achar Yish, but once the original Bailim were miyayish, hakanya be so now it's his. So why can't he use it as the carbon? It's mashma from the pasuk that he can't use it even after Yish, that there's less late takanta. What's the problem after Yish with bringing it as a carbon? It must be, we see this yisoid of mitzvah haba b'avera, that you can't be yoytzeh a mitzvah with something which you got through stealing it, through an avera. So too over here by the lulav, even on the subsequent days of Sukkot, where we don't have a psul of lachem, but there's going to be another problem of mitzvah haba b'avera, and that's why you can't use a stolen lulav even during the subsequent days of Sukkot. V'am Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bayochai. On this note, the mitzvah haba b'avera, so he darshent. May dechsev, what's the meaning of the pasuk which says, ki ani Hashem oiv mishpat, soine gazel ba'oilo, that I hate gazel by a carbon oilo. What's the significance of this, that Kadosh Baruch Hu hates gazel by a carbon oilo? Mashal melch basav adam. It's comparable to a human king. Shoye oiv rabbeis hamechas, he was passing through a toll booth, a place where they were collecting taxes. And amr la'avadav, he says to his servants, he says, tenu mechas l'meichsem, go give the tax to the collectors. So Amrulai, the servant say to him, Va'alai kola mechas kula shalchahu, doesn't all the tax money go to you? So what's the point in paying for it if it's just going to go straight back to you? So Amr Lahem, the king says to them, Mi meni yimudu kolai v'drachem, because I want everyone else to learn from me, V'li avrichu atzman min amechas, that they shouldn't run away from paying the taxes. They see that even I pay taxes, then they'll pay taxes. So says the Gemara, the nimshal is Afar Kadosh Baruch Hu Amar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the same thing. Ani Hashem soni gazel ba'ayla, even by a carbon oil, where it's going kula l'Hashem. So it started off, even when it was, before it was stolen, it was really everything is Hashem's. So someone comes and he steals it, he's stealing from Hashem, and he's giving it to Hashem. Everything's going to Hashem, so why should Hashem care? Says the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Mimeni Yilmudu Bnei Bonai, from me, my children will learn, V'yavrichu Atzvam and Agezel, and they'll run away from they themselves, having any Sheiches to Gezel. When they see how far I go, so then they'll run away from Gezel. Itmar Nami, again it was said also that Elulav is possible all 7 days of Sukkot because of Mitzvah Baba Avera. Amar Rabbi Ami, Yavish possible Mimnei Shein Hadar. Yavish is possible because it's not, it's lacking Hidr. And Gazel possible Mishum Dehavale Mitzvah Baba Avera. And also Elulav, which is Gazel, is going to be possible because of this Psul of Mitzvah Baba Avera. So we see also like this, that Gezel has a Psul of Mitzvah Baba Avera. Now says the Gemara, all of this, that there's a Mitzvah Baba Avera, and therefore Gezel is going to be possible all 7 days, is Upligid Rabbi Yitzchak. It's not like Rabbi Yitzchak said, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nechmini, Amar Shmuel. He said one time in the name of Shmuel, that Leishanu El Abiyam Tevrishen, that this whole Psul of Gezel is only on the first day of Sukkot, of Abiyam Tevsheni, there is no Psul of Gezel. Mishum Shi Yaitse Bishol, Yaitse Nami Begazel. Just like we see, you could be Yaitse with a borrowed Lulav. During the subsequent days of Sukkot, you see, obviously it doesn't have to be yours. Lachem doesn't apply on the subsequent days of Sukkot, so too it could be stolen because Lachem doesn't apply, so it doesn't have to be yours. Ah, Mitzvah Haba Bavera. So obviously Shmuel doesn't hold that Mitzvah Haba Bavera applies over here, and therefore he says that you could use stolen lulav during the subsequent days of Sukkot when it doesn't have to be Lachem. Maser of Nachem Bar Yitzchak, Frektor of Nachem Bar Yitzchak, how could you tell me that a lulav is kosher if it's stolen during the subsequent days? But the Mishnah says, our Mishnah, it says, lulav ha-gazel v'yavish pasul. It says that a lulav which is stolen is pasul. Ha-shol kosher. It's mashma only if you took it without permission. But if you got permission, if it's borrowed, so then it would be kosher. So now, Amos, which day of the Sukkot is our Mishnah discussing? Ilema b'yom tevrishayin, if it's discussing the first day of Sukkot, ha-ksiv lachem, mishalach. It has to be lachem, it has to be yours. So how could you use the borrowed lulav if it's not yours? It must be the Mishnah is discussing the second day of Sukkot, the Katani, or the subsequent days of Sukkot, the Katani. And that's why a borrowed lulav would be kosher. That's the diak from the Mishnah. That if you borrowed it, if you got permission, it would be kosher. And yet still the Mishnah says, the Katani gazel pasul. That if it's stolen, if you took it without permission, so then it's pasul. So you see that gazel is pasul all 7 days. Says the Gemara, to answer for Shmuel, Amar Rava, La'aylam b'yom tevrishay. Really, I'll tell you, the Mishnah is discussing the first day of Sukkot. V'lay mi bayikamar. Don't make a diik from the Mishnah that's only if it's stolen that it's pasul, but if it would be borrowed, it would be kosher. Why then if it's borrowed, it's going to be pasul? So why does the Mishnah focus on the fact that if it's stolen, say that even if you got permission, it's pasul? Says the Gemara, because really stolen is the bigger chiddush. You would think if you got permission, that's the bigger chiddush, that you can't be yaitse even if you got permission. But says the Gemara, no, stolen, when you don't get permission, that's a bigger chiddush that it's pasul than when you do get permission. How are you going to figure that out? Says the Gemara, "Lo mi ba'i kamer, lo mi ba'i shol de lav di deyu." Because shol, it's pasha. You got permission. It's mamish, not yours. So that's why it's pasha that you can't be yaitse. Because the Torah says lachem, "Avol gazel emastam gzeli yish ba'ilamhu." But by gazel, I might think is actually better in a sense that if you stole a lula from someone without permission, he sees you stealing it from him. So stam, when a person sees someone else stealing from him, he gives up on ever getting it back. And therefore, I might think that now it's considered lachem, and therefore you could use it. Kamash malon, that no, maybe he's not miayish, and therefore you can't even use a lulav agazel on the first day. But really, the Mishnah is discussing the first day, and there's no raya from our Mishnah that gazel applies all 7 days. So the way we explained the Gemara in the beginning is that gazel really applies all 7 days, even though lachem only applies to the first day, but gazel will still be possible all 7 days because of mitzvah haba b'avera. And Shmuel held not. Shmuel held that gazel only applies to the first day where there's the problem of lachem, but it will be taka kosher during the rest of the days of Sukkot, and it won't be a problem of mitzvah haba b'avera.